Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Also earlier today, there was a city council meeting that didn't last nearly as long as was expected and didn't get done nearly as much as was expected either. One of the reasons for that was the actions of Alderman Jeanette Taylor of the 20th Ward. She joins us now on a phone line. Alderman, I don't know that we've ever spoken. It's nice to meet you.
You as well. How are you?
I'm well. So the city council was considering the nomination of Celia Mesa to be the head of the law department, the corporation council, and you and Alderman Ray Lopez moved to defer that for a month. Why is that?
Because of the city's mistreatment of Anjanetta Young. Anjanetta Young was the black woman, the black social worker who stood naked for 8 minutes while the police did a search of her home.
Right.
While Ms. Young tried to say to them, hey, you're at the wrong house. And so now the city is trying to dismiss her case, and that's not fair. That's not right.
Are you saying the city is trying to dismiss her case altogether?
Yes.
Pay her no settlement whatsoever?
None, from what I'm hearing. From what I'm hearing. And so that's not right. That's not fair. And that's not what we told Ms. Young. We vowed to make some change. And this wasn't just about money to Ms. Young. Ms. Young wanted legislation, which is why she was willing to work with myself, Alderwoman Hatton, Alderwoman Sophia King, and Alderwoman Leslie Harrison to create some legislation to protect folks during these raids.
Now, okay, so you make the motion to defer. Mayor Lightfoot then pauses the meeting. She comes down from the rostrum and heads toward you. I want to hear everything she had to say.
So what you all should pay attention to is she points to where I'm sitting, and I'm sitting right behind Alderman Nick Sposato. So she points to come to the back. So I wasn't for sure whether she was talking to me or was she talking to Alderman Sposato. And then when I put my hand to myself, she says, yes, you. So I walk to the back to meet her. And she stands in my face, she has her finger in my face, and she's screaming at me.
She was screaming?
Screaming at me. You just cut out a woman from the Latino community. You don't do that. This should have been a conversation. You should have talked to me. I'm like, it's almost impossible to talk to you. And I called you and I talked to your staff. But either way, get your hand out of my face and stop screaming at me. And she wouldn't. And so I commenced to hollering at her. Like, this city is not going to move until you work with us and the neighbors in these communities. We're not going to move. And you could all see City Hall has been a circus because we are not working together. This is not a dictatorship. This is democracy. And so she doesn't have the luxury not to work with us. And I'm so tired of saying that she is not my boss. We are co-workers.
Okay, but she might have a point in that if you were worried, because I'd not heard that about the settlement, that they were going to walk away from that.
I wasn't on the Budget and Finance Committee. That's number one. So stop giving me that we should have talked about it. And number two,
that should have been
a conversation.
Alderman, wait, I'm just saying that if that was something you should know for sure, you might have asked the mayor for sure before you moved to defer the nomination. Did you think to do that? I mean, that was kind of her point too, right?
No, that's not her point. Her point is you don't cross me. That's her point. This ain't the second time that me and her have disagreed around things. But like I said, you can't dictate to people. It's the exact same thing that's happening with the DuSable Lakeshore Drive street thing. For 2 years, the coalition, along with Alderman David Moore and Alderwoman Sophia King, were working on the renaming of Lakeshore Drive. And in the last minute, the administration comes with some type of alternative. That's not what you do. And so how's the kettle calling the coffee black if that's the case?
Okay, so how did this conversation between the two of you, this altercation, end?
It ended with her walking away.
Did you get your point across?
Oh, I definitely did.
Did she get hers?
I doubt it very seriously.
You don't think that she got your point?
I don't listen. First of all, she owes me an apology because I would never, ever, ever disrespect and talk to her like that. whether she's the mayor or whether she's somebody that's homeless on the street. I would not do that. My mother wouldn't even talk to me like that. So she owes me an apology. Because even when I disagree with her, I would never treat her that way. So that's number one. What? Number two, there's always room to talk. But she has to know those talks go both ways.
What is it that she said to you specifically? What were her words that you think deserve an apology?
Her screaming and pointing in my face.
But what did she say, Alderwoman?
It don't matter what she said. I would never stand and scream and point in her face. That's disrespectful. That's threatening. We don't do that to each other. It's already bad that you got two black women fighting. But for her to be disrespectful to me, I would never do that to anybody.
Okay, so today's meeting is over. You're going to meet again on Friday. You clearly are in favor of renaming Lakeshore Drive. Are we going to have another repeat of what we saw today?
It won't be for me.
You'll be peaceful.
I'm always peaceful.
I knew you were going to say that.
Don't push my buttons. I'm human. I'm human. I got feelings.
I knew you were going to say you're always peaceful.
I am. People will tell you all the time. People seem to think that that I'm passionate about my people, what I feel, and issues that are near and dear to my heart and to my community. So I am passionate. I get that. But I'm never disrespectful to anybody. Hey. I'm never name calling and doing any of that. And for her to do that to me, how do you all think that makes me feel?
Well, listen, I've got to run. I'm going to ask you one question, because when we started this, I referred to you as Alderman Taylor, because that's been the traditional way to address members of the city council. And I even looked it up. It says Alderman on your website, but you're referring to yourself as Alderwoman. You would prefer that in the future?
Alderwoman.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I want to be called, Alderwoman.
Alderwoman.
I am a woman.
I do not want to get on your bad side.
No. It's easy to get on my good side. Listen, I check on the mayor. I respect her. We just don't agree politically, and that's okay. That's no reason for disrespect.
Well, I appreciate you joining us to explain it. I hope we can talk again.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
That is Alderwoman Jeanette Taylor of the 20th Ward. Okay, we're a little late. We're actually going to talk Globetrotters and the NBA coming up. First, here's Mary.